Story of David to away, and I'm like, oh, shush, damn book.
Good morning, everyone. I want to speak today some interesting shailas and halachas about Havdalah. It's a mitzvah we do every week and what's Shabbos.
Not clear.
I want to speak today about mitzvah of Havdalah that we do every week and what's Shabbos. Mitzvah we do every week. I want to speak a few interesting shailas, a few interesting halachas about Havdalah. So first of all, there's machlokas rishonim whether Havdalah is deraisa or drabanan. The reason why it would be deraisa is because the pasuk zochoy eskeva shabbos dekatshoy is not just talking about kiddush. We say zochreu bechnisosoy ubisiyosoy. You have to remember Shabbos when Shabbos comes in by making kiddush, and you have to remember Shabbos when Shabbos goes out by making Havdalah. That's what a lot of Rishonim hold. That's why Havdalah would be deraisa. And the reason why it'd be drabonon is because included in Zochoy is only bechnisosoy when Shabbos comes in, and only as mechua kol they relied on the pasuk, but it's not a deraisa. Now, Chazal said that hamavdil b'tfilah, the Gemara in Brachos, I think, hamavdil b'tfilah soch sheyavdil al hakoyis. That means even though we make havdalah in davening every month of Shabbos, we say atochen antonu, but we still need to go home and make havdalah al hakoyis. Now we'll see more about it due course, but that when we make havdalah in davening, that is matter by doing malacha. That means after we make havdalah in shul, then you could drive your car, you could do any malacha possible. Masha'en came for eating and drinking. Drinking, we'll see, maybe some things are allowed before Havdalah b'chlal, but most drinkings and eating definitely is only permissible when you make Havdalah l'akoyz. That means Havdalah b'tfilah is mati to do malacha, but Havdalah l'akoyz, that is mati to eat and drink. Now, what happens if a person forgets atochin antonu? It happens, I'm sure it happens quite often by many people. It's not our thing, it's only once a week. You forget atochin antonu, do you go back, do you not go back, are you allowed to do malacha? What's halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch said that if you forget atochin antonu, you don't go back to atochin antonu because we rely on Havdalah alakos, that when we go home, we'll make Havdalah alakos, therefore you shall not go back. But that's just, by the way, that's only if you already said Baruch Ata Hashem. If you say V'chaneinu Meitchot Deo Bina V'haskin, and suddenly you remember, hey, I forgot Atochen Antonu, then you could go back. But once you said the word Baruch Ata Hashem, and you don't go back to Atochen Antonu, and you say Havdalah, you rely on Havdalah Lakos when you get home. But that's very important, that if you did forget Atochen Antonu and you don't go back, because I'm going to come to that in a minute. That's very important. If you forget Atochen Antonu, and then we say that you don't go back because you can rely on Havdalah l'akoyz, you can't do any malacha till you've made Havdalah l'akoyz. The person does forget, and then you can't drive home or do any malacha. Oh, you could say, yeah, that's right. You could say, Baruch HaMavdil B'Kedosh Shechoy, that will matter you to do malacha. Now, what happens, okay, I'll say what Reb Yossi said. Why can you say, if you forget Atochen Antonu, remember in the middle of Selech Lanu, hey, I forgot Atochen Antonu, can you go and say it in Shema Kaleinu, like many things, I don't know all the halachas of all the things, but there's many things that if you forget, you're allowed to say Shema Kaleinu. If you forget Atochen Antonu, can you say it in Shema Kaleinu? So Mishabur says a very important tzvah. He says that the only thing that you're allowed to say if you forget in Shema Kaleinu is things were all bakoshas, like saying Talamata, I think. I'm not sure. Certain things definitely allowed to say in Shema Kaleinu, but only things that are bakoshas. The Shabura said that Atochen Antonu, the main emphasis of Atochen Antonu is a shvach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu of all the things. So because it's ikvei shvach, that's the lashon of the Mishabura, therefore you can't go and say it in Shema Kaleinu. Now, what happens if a person remembers after he says the word Baruch Ata Hashem? That happens quite often. Can you go and say Lamdeini Chukecha and then carry on Chonin Adas, yes or no? So that's also Mishabur brings down that you can't just say Lamdeini Chukecha for no reason. So only if there's no other option, then you could say Lamdeini Chukecha. But here, because you've got an option, of saying it, alakos. So once you said Baruch Ata Hashem, you've lost it, and you have to rely on saying Havdalah alakos when you get home. Now, what happened if a person forgot Atachon Antonu, but he also made another mistake that he ate before Havdalah? He came home and he was starving, hungry, and he saw, I don't know, a nice piece of cake, whatever it is, and he ate before Havdalah. What do you do in such a situation? So on that, the Mishnah Berurah said they have to go back and daven Atachon Antonu again. When do we say that you don't? That if you get Atachon Antonu, you rely on Havdalah alakos? That's only if you can rely on Havdalah alakos. If you ate before Havdalah, you've messed up the Havdalah alakos as well. Because in a lot of situations, if you ate before Havdalah, then you can't go just to make Havdalah. So if you ate before Havdalah, if you've got Atachon Antonu, and then you made another mistake of eating before Havdalah, then you need to go back and say Atachon Antonu, and then you just go back to square one. Now, what happens, what can also be, why did you forget Atachon Antonu? You didn't make the mistake of eating before Havdalah, you made the mistake of doing Malacha. So that, like Simcha said, and obviously, he didn't make Baruch HaMadol. Now, if you forgot Atachon Antonu, and he didn't say Baruch HaMadol, and he drove his car home, what do you do now in such a situation? Can you also now rely on the Havdalah Lakos? Or maybe it's the same thing of, like eating, like if you eat, you mess it up. Maybe doing malacha, you also mess it up. So Mishnah Berurah, the Be'alacha says that doing malacha beforehand is the same bad as eating beforehand. Sorry. The Be'alacha clears about it. What's the deal of doing malacha beforehand? And he says that doing malacha does not mess it up. And you do rely on Havdalah Lakos, but you'll have to remember, unless you say Baruch HaMadol, Taka, not to do any Malacha until you get home of making Havdalah Lakos.
Baruch HaMadol helps you.
Yeah, it's all talking about that you didn't say Baruch HaMadol. If you didn't say Baruch HaMadol and you forgot Atchon Anton and then you did Malacha, what do you do in such a scenario?
Baruch HaMadol doesn't help you for eating?
No, for eating not. Baruch HaMadol is the same as Atachon Antonu in davening, that it'll help for malacha but not for eating. So if you mention Baruch HaMadol, I was going to mention it later, but I'll mention it now. It's very important that, I think I mentioned it, I spoke a few months ago about Kiddush, that a man, I'm going to speak later, if a lady is Chayav Havdalah, it's a big machlokes we showed him. But alasad that a lady is Chayav Havdalah, Machava does bring such a shita. And a man, let's say he does everything properly, and he says that to Chayav Antonu. So his proper Chayav Havdalah midoraisa, he's already been yotza when he said that to Chayav Antonu in shul. And then he comes home and he wants to make Havdalah for his wife. Now his wife, unless she said Baruch HaMadol, then it could be she's got a Chayav Havdalah min HaTorah. So you're going to get into big Alva's problems. That means the only way you'll be able to be yotza your wife with Havdalah is the whole lumbus of Arvos, so everyone's responsible for each other. But if ladies are not Bechlan Arvos, so it's not so poshat, how can I, that Radi Dava Maiv and Shul, be Motsi my wife with Havdalah? The simplest solution on that is, if your wife says Baruch HaMadol, then she's in the same situation as you are saying Atachon Antonu. That means Baruch HaMadol puts you in the same situation as saying Atachon Antonu. So that would be the easiest solution, that all wives should say Atachon Antonu Baruch HaMadol before the husband makes Havdalah, and then everything's good. Now, another halacha. What happens, I'm sure it happens, if a person has a very deep sleep, who's not well, and he can't daven Maariv, Motzei Shabbos, for whatever reason. He didn't know he's got a flight, many reasons can be. And then he has to daven Tashlomin on Sunday morning, he has to daven Shacharis twice. Would you mention Atachon Antonu in your Tefillas Tashlomin, yes or no?
Has he made Kiddush yet?
That's what I'm going to say. That's what Mishnah Berurah said. Very good. That if you've already made Havdalah Lakos, then you do not say Atachon Antonu in your Tefillas Tashlomin. If you've not yet made Havdalah Lakos, then you have to go and say Atachon Antonu in your Tefillas Tashlomin, and you say Atachon Antonu in your second Tefillah, because that is the one that you've been Yotza out of Tefillas Tashlomin. Now, another halacha. What happens if a person forgot Atachon Antonu, and So we say that normally you rely on Havdalah al HaKoyis. One of the person knows that tonight and tomorrow he's not going to get a kois whatsoever. Do you daven again, yes or no? So the halacha is that you do need to daven again, because if you think that you're not going to go and get a kois tonight or tomorrow, then you need to go and daven again. So again, the person forgot Atochen Antonu, we said at the beginning of the shiur that you rely on Avdala la kois. One of the person knows that he's not going to be able to make Avdala ala kois, not tonight and not tomorrow. What do you do in such a scenario? So on that, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to go back and say Atochen Antonu, because you can't rely on Havdala al HaKoyis. Okay, now let's go to...
Why wouldn't Bacham Abdel help you for Sunday, for your tefillah on Sunday?
No, it's strong enough.
Again, what's...
If you say Bacham Abdel, but Koshecha Amatzah Shabbos, it doesn't help you for Tashlum Yishmin Esher.
You say
Bacham Abdel,
it
helps
you for Bacham
Abdel.
If you say Baruch HaMavdo, then will that help that you don't need to say Tashlomi? I'm not sure.
Good question.
I don't know. Okay, now let's go a bit into Noshim, because it can be quite negair. Is Noshim Chayav Avdala or not? So Mechava says that Noshim ladies are Chayav Avdala. And the reason is because if they included in Zohar, that means even though ladies are not chayav in all mitzvah seishas man grama, but it's the same like Kiddush, that it, we say whatever, because yeshnu b'shom or yeshnu b'zohar. So pashtus, that's applicable both to Kiddush and to Havdalah. And even if Havdalah is drabbanon, it's still applicable, because we say that they dumyed the Kiddush, that just like Kiddush they're mechayav, Havdalah, they're also not mechayav. So one day in the Shulchan Aruch is that ladies are chayav by Havdalah. Now, there's a yesh mishachoyla the Shulchan Aruch brings, that ladies are not mechayav by Havdalah. What's the reason of the yesh mishachoyla? Why do we not say that kol sheyeshnu b'shama, yeshnu b'zochoy? If they're included in the lois of say, they're included in our say. So the reason is, the Mishavur brings an interesting sevara, because we make Havdalah on weekday after Shabbos, we only say kol sheyeshnu b'shama, yeshnu b'zochoy, things that we do on Shabbos itself, like Kiddush. But because Havdalah is being done on weekday after Shabbos goes out, therefore they are not mechayav. We don't say it's inclusive in that yeshnu b'shama, and therefore they're not mechayav by Havdalah. Now, the Ramah says, so what's halacha now? That we've got two days in the Shulchan Aruch, are ladies chayav Havdalah or not? So Ramah says that a lady should not make Havdalah by herself, because it could be that they're potter. That means, ala sad that lady is potter, she should not go and make Havdalah by herself. So now, Mishnah Berurah goes to town and brings a bach. What's said? I don't understand. Well, what are you, Ramah, saying? Now, because ladies are not mechayav by Havdalah, they should not go and make Havdalah, they should hear from a man. Now, there's loads of mitzvah seishas man grammars that ladies are not mechayav, but they still do it. You've got shofar, lulav, megillah, a whole ganze list. So, okay, megillah is a bad example. Shofar, lulav, matzah, I'm not sure. Matzah, there's definitely a whole list of mitzvah seishas. Matzah probably not, but shofar and lulav, let's keep it simple. They are definitely mechayav. And I feel a hochi, they can definitely say a bracha. So why should Havdalah be any different? So Mishabur brings a bach, and his taka argues on the Ramah. And he says that just because ladies are potter, there's no reason why they can't make Havdalah. No different to any mitzvah say, shaz man gomer that noshim apotoris, and they can go and do it. So therefore Havdalah, very nice, they're not mechayav, but there's no reason why they can't go and do Havdalah. Now, okay. Just to be masbir, what's pshat? Just a small little lunders for a minute or two. What's pshat in the Ramah? Why does that means according to the Ramah kumdos that they are not, because they're not mechayev by Havdalah, they cannot go and do Havdalah. That means it's different to regular mitzvah seishas man grammas. What's the difference? Why is it different to lulav and shofar?
This is the bracha.
So the Magen Avraham Taka says that the difference is that when do we say that even though they're potter, but for mitzvah seishah and lagron, they can still do it. If you've got an action involved, and you've got a bracha, then they can go and do it. Let's say shofar and lulav, you've got an action of blowing the shofar, taking the lulav and sharpening it, then, even though they're not mechayev, they can go and do the bracha. But something that the whole essence is only the bracha, then we don't say that. And the Magen Avraham says, halacha l'maisa, that Kiddush Levana also, why do we not say that even though it's mitzvah seishah and lagron, ladies can go and do Kiddush Levana, and we never find that ladies go and do Kiddush Levana. So Magen Avraham said it for the same reason, that because Kiddush Levana is only a bracha, therefore we never find that ladies can go and do such a type of thing that's only the bracha. Oh. So let's go back. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Bach that argues on the Mechaber and says on the Ramah and says that he holds that is the same category as every mitzvah say shas man gom that they're allowed to do. So and therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that there's no problem of ladies, even if they're not mechayev, ladies could do avdala. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down a svar that even according to the Bach, why they should not do it. And it's from the Magen Avraham. And he says that because there's a Kabbalah Indian, I think it is, that ladies should not drink the wine of Avdala. There's a Kabbalah reason that ladies shouldn't. So because of that Indian of ladies not drinking wine from Avdala, therefore, even according to the Bach, what there's no problem for ladies to do it, they still should not put themselves in a situation because not to come to the situation of drinking wine from Avdala. But he says, obviously, according to Mishnah Berurah, if there's no one they can hear from, it's very inconvenient to go and hear from a man, the husband's out of town, or ladies are mono, or divorced, whatever it may be, and she can't go and hear from a man, then obviously she can go and make a dollar from herself. But it comes out, according to the Ramah, even if a lady is stuck, according to Omar, and our third ladies are potter, there's no way they can go and make a dollar by itself. Only according to Mishnah Berurah, what brings it back, that says that they can. According to the Omar, if a lady, there's no way a lady can go and make a dollar, so she has to, I don't know, run miles or I don't know what, go and have a dollar from a man. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings that. Oh, another on this Indian of ladies, another very important thing Mishnah Berurah says, that we're saying now that ladies, let's go past us, that ladies are not mechayev b'avdala with the second day of the Shulchan Aruch. Ladies are not mechayev. Mishnah Berurah says that ladies still can go and make avdala for themselves because it can put upon themselves a chiyuv. Let's go down that line, and it's quite untaken that in a situation, ladies don't have a situation to have dollar, then they do make a dollar by themselves. What happens, I'm sure it happened to me a few times, I'm sure it's happened to many others. What if a man has heard of dollar in shul? Either, I don't know, there's a tish, or ich weiß nicht was, or ich bei Shabbat Brachos, he hears of dollar in shul. And then he goes home now, can he go and make a dollar for his wife, yes or no? So that.
You mentioned the word arbus before.
Yeah, one second. Because the lady is not mechayev over here, therefore it doesn't apply to arbus. So because we're saying now that a lady is not mechayev, only she can put upon herself a chiyuv, therefore it's not mechlal arbus, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah Taka says that the person has heard of dollar. Has heard of dollar in shul, he should not go and make a dollar for his wife, and his wife shall make at home. Just say a personal story. Yeah. If you've got kavanah not to be yotzer, then it's fine. If you heard of dollar and you want to be yotzer in shul, then you can't go and make a dollar and make a dollar by yourself. Just to say a personal story with me. Right. We say that she's not mukhayyab. Right. Now, okay. Let's go now to another Indian, nice Indian about Havdalah. The Shulchan Aruch says that once a person doesn't have wine, can he make Havdalah on pass or other things? So it pass, it says that im avdinin ala pass, that he can't make Havdalah on bread. Now, what about Hamal Medina? That does come quite applicable. Let's say the common example of Hamal Medina is let's say the lady needs to, does not fast on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, like for the past few years it's been, this year actually not. If Tisha B'Av is Sunday, Motzah Shabbos, so a man makes Havdalah Sunday night. The lady doesn't fast, she needs to make Havdalah on Motzah Shabbos or Sunday. What, you can't really make Havdalah on wine or grape juice because it's, even if Nitzchah, it's Tisha B'Av. What can she make Havdalah on? So Pashtas, most Rabbonim and Poskim say that she should make Havdalah on Hamal Medina. Now, what is considered Hamal Medina? Well, another example, it can be a friend of mine told me many times, a person goes on holiday or Bochum Gaon Heights, and they just completely forgot that to bring with wine or grape juice. They're stuck in a mountain somewhere, no kosher shops for miles and miles. They can buy easily coffee, tea, beer, orange juice. Now, let's just go into a few common examples of what is Hamal Medina, what not, and what the Poskim seem to say about it. So, there's a very important Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kiddush. He seems to say very strongly that there's only, if there's wine, motzoi, what nowadays plenty shops sell wine, vafkas, there's no such thing as Hamal Medina, Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Kiddush. So, if according to Mishnah Berurah himself, there's no such mussag nowadays of Hamal Medina. But it's definitely not supposed to help, and there's many.
They're not open Motzah Shabbos. These shops are not open Motzah Shabbos. So now it's Motzah Shabbos. He hasn't got any grape juice and wine. Now what should he do?
He's saying it's still considered yain, not Motzah.
It's not
Motzah.
You can't go grape
juice. Holiday has the
Avdala
ones, the
Kiddush
one, forget.
Right.
Up in the mountain.
Is that considered, the Mishnah Berurah said, to read you
the last one. Some people make Kiddush on with a bronch still. Some people make Shabbos more Kiddush.
It's going to Mishnah Berurah, it's not so posh. I'm not going to find. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kiddush. I'm not going to waste the Olam's time now looking for it. But he said that whenever Yan is Motzoi Ba'ir, then there's no such thing as Hamal Medina. So you're saying that you come Motzah Shabbos and you forgot, and there's no shops open.
You go to the shop. You could go to the shop.
Yeah.
It's Motzi.
So now, so what is. Let's go with beer. Let's go through a few examples. What could be Hamal Medina, what could not be? So beer. So Chazanish says that beer is not Hamal Medina. Rebbe Eliashiv says that often you do find, let's say by Simcha, I'm not sure if Shalom Zoch is inclusive, but if let's say the Choshua, that people serve it by Simcha. Yeah, we're going to come to that. Rebbe Eliashiv says that beer is considered Hamal Medina. And then about, even in the Mishnah Berurah, what says that it's not Motzoi, the Bi'alocha then, Hilchos Kiddush, that's where they speak about it, because by Kiddush also comes applicable Hamal Medina. The Bi'alocha himself argues on the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bi'alocha says that if even if Yain is Motzoi, if beer or any Hamal Medina is a Choshev drink, then there is such a Motzoi of Hamal Medina. So if beer or any of these drinks is a Choshev drink, then it would be Hamal Medina. So beer could. Beer, according to the Bi'alocha, could yes be. Now, what about whiskey? Is that Hamal Medina? Now, Shailas of Shuvas, Oilesian, says that whiskey is not considered Hamal Medina. What about, let's say, milk? Is milk Hamal Medina? So, Shem Zalman says that milk is not Hamal Medina because it needs to be a Choshva drink. I missed out an important point. When it speaks about Hamal Medina in Hilchos Havdalah, the Mishnah Berurah brings what comes quite a broad gather, what Hamal Medina is. It has to be a drink, a choshva drink. Now, it's not a drink just to quench your thirst. Let's say you've got a very choshva guest in your house. Which type of drinks would you go and serve? That classifies what is considered Hamal Medina or not. Now, what about orange juice and grapefruit juice? That means pure orange juice, grapefruit juice, not from concentrate. Is that Hamam Medina? So that, I saw, the person that I saw, they definitely do hold that is Hamam Medina. Chazan Ish Amr Balyashid said that pure orange juice, grapefruit juice, not from concentrate, is considered Hamam Medina. And I had it one year that my wife did not fast Tisha B'Av and asked from Osha, West Ham, they said it, Kosher Racha, what should I use? My wife used for Abdallah, and Itaka said that she should use pure orange juice, not from concentrate. What about tea and coffee? That's quite common and that's quite debatable. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky held that tea is not considered Chama Medina, but Moshe Feinstein said that Shas Atchak, tea is considered Chama Medina, and you can make Abdallah on tea. What about coffee? That is, I think, quite a common one. So Shlomo Zalman says, interesting, depends, that if it's hot, the coffee, then he said it's considered Chama Medina. And Rabbi Eliashiv said about coffee, if it's a drink, then you give it a simchas, then it's considered Chama Medina. But Chaim Kanievsky holds that coffee is not considered Chama Medina. And Nissen Karelitz holds that drip coffee with milk is definitely not Chama Medina, but black coffee is considered Chama Medina. And white beer, I saw Nissen Karelitz wants to say that white beer is considered Chama Medina and white beer is okay, but he says black beer is more problematic. It seems to be that white beer is more kosher. So it's not.
It's not a weaker whiskey, it's a beer.
Black
beer.
Is that why he's saying it's not?
White beer means
That's why I think white beer, everyone holds it in. That's
your white beer
means strong beer.
How do you
Medina basically means a kosher of a drink that you give to people. Hold on. You think it depends on every. What would be in England?
Beer. Tea.
The tea. So why do these posters say that tea is not?
English tea is a kosher drink.
I actually heard, I don't know where it's from, some time ago, that in Scotland, iron brew is considered Chama Medina. Because I think in Scotland, an iron brew is considered a kosher drink.
Because if it's not really in England,
Right, so you're saying basically depends, Chama Medina depends on everything.
If it's too hot, how can you drink it?
I think tea, you take it right, that in England it is considered quite a kosher drink. But beer also, what white beer is not.
But here in England, it's a kosher beer.
Except for Corona, everyone's very good.
Right, just two, if you manage 1 minute, just then two very important points about the psalmi that can be quite applicable. First of all, why does a person can't smell? Now it's been Corona, I'm sure plenty of people have had it, that they can't smell. They've lost the taste or smell. Can you make a bracha on the summons? So Mishabura, Shulchan Aruch, and Mishabura bring down. Now, if a person can't smell, he cannot make a bracha on the summon. And he can't even be moitzi someone else. So if a person can't smell, and his wife is there, and his wife can, then the chosh, she should be making the bracha on the summon, and to be moitzi, the husband with the summon. One of the very small points on the sum that's also quite applicable. Most people use for the sum in the common clothes. What happens? I'm on, you come either on holiday or whatever, you just forgot, you don't have it. You've got other spices, I don't know, black pepper, other smelling spices. Can you use that for the sum, yes or no? So Mishnah Berurah brings down that's completely fine. He says the chatchila person should have, like we do, clothes that specify for the sum. But he says if you don't have it, you can use it. But they bring down Chazon Ish hell that a person needs to have something specially miyuchad for the somim. So if you don't have to use black pepper, these paprika, any of these spices, it's not so posh that you can use it for the somim.
Okay.